And this is something I want to ask you, especially with all the people buying their licenses these days. The festive season is upon us. One of our main concerns, of course, is that all motorists stay safe on the road. But independent newspapers actually trigger the thought that we should look at one specific aspect of road safety, the use of the yellow lane. Now, there are a couple of things that sometimes happen. You may have witnessed some motorists forcing others onto the yellow lane because they're trying to get past. But then you also see those drivers who think they're really special using the emergency lane when there's a traffic jam to get ahead of others. So strictly speaking, how should we be using the yellow lane? MD of driver training specialist Master Drive, Eugene Herbert, is with us at this hour. Eugene, good evening. Thanks very much for speaking to us. I mean, this may sound like a bizarre question, but for the benefit of those who bought their licenses, what is the purpose of the yellow lane?
Hi, Joanne, and welcome to the listeners as well. Just to give some perspective to this and your comment about licenses bought, I think the account is something like 50%. So the obvious answer is that many people don't know the rules of the road, and there are rules that govern the use of the yellow lane.
Yes.
But if I can talk to it more specifically from a road safety point of view, maybe that would be motivation in itself for people to change their bad behavior. When you think of the ones that are probably on the road now coming holiday time, the trucks that are in front of us, many motorists are wanting to assume that they should automatically move into the yellow lane. That's governed by a number of factors. One, the law, but secondly, some companies make it the explicit instruction that the driver shouldn't do that. Because when the driver in a big truck moving in the emergency lane is forced to take an action which could be unsafe, such as he notices there's a vehicle broken down up front, which you, the motorist driving in the car that's low down, can't see, it may impact on him negatively and other road users. There could be a cyclist. There could be a pedestrian. So when the truck driver is choosing not to use the yellow lane or the emergency lane, we mustn't hold it against him and expect that he should do it automatically.
Right.
Rather, let us be a little bit more conservative, exercise some patience, because it's only probably going to take another 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes, and you can be on your way past the truck.
Right. In the case of impatient drivers who use the emergency lane illegally, what sort of penalties are there for that, Eugene?
There is provision within legislation, but, you know, it's all a matter of having good legislation. But how do we enforce the law? And we've seen taxi drivers going up the yellow lane, which in a way, and please don't misunderstand this as condoning it, they are probably getting to their destination a lot quicker, keeping themselves out of your way and my way. So maybe it's a blessing, albeit a bad one in disguise. But there is not sufficient representation by law enforcement to ensure that those drivers do things that are right and proper. And whilst we may understand the taxi driver taking the shortcut, what about all those other motorists who are single vehicle occupants that just fall in behind and they follow that? Those are the ones that are really the problematic ones for many motorists. And then the motorist chooses to be a policeman. He tries to cut them off, and before you realize it, we've got road rage. So to the extent that you can, make it your commitment to exercise a degree of patience whilst driving, taking a little bit more time, but arriving at your destination safely and alive.
I mean, it's the thought is quite terrifying, Eugene, as to what would happen if a situation arose where you had these cars using the emergency lane to overtake other traffic in a traffic jam, and you had an emergency vehicle that needed to pass in that lane.
Absolutely, and that is one of the reasons why, and you speak of us as a company that trains drivers, we educate motorists with regard to what is proper use, and we do hope that by educating them one at a time, they become a positive role. And think about it, it's mostly companies that are making use of organizations such as us to train drivers. So in effect, we manage to reach a broad cross-section of drivers that do drive properly and safely. And for those who can't change the attitude and the behavior of other motorists, we urge them to act within the law. And if needed, please report it when you've come to a safe stop to the local authorities or to the specific authorities and let them handle it. But in the meantime, I sincerely hope in coming up to this holiday season that law enforcement is more present. Let them not focus on fining motorists for speeding, but rather capturing motorists who are breaking the everyday rules of the road, such as using cell phones, making them a danger, the probability of a crash being increased by 25%, and making sure that they drive properly, and then you and I can arrive at our destination safely.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening, Eugene Herbert. He's the MD at RAC Driving Solutions.